This is Mary Ingleby interviewing Paul Baker on the 31st of January 2013. So if we just start, Paul, by you introducing yourself to me.
Yes, my name is Paul Baker. I was born in Gibraltar in June 1932. My father was a government employee, and obviously we were in a better situation than the majority of people, in that we had a decent house and garden and so forth. We were evacuated from Gibraltar in May of 1940 aboard the the SS Narconda, arriving in Southampton. Unfortunately, the conditions on board the ship were not the best. Both my mother, my two sisters and myself picked up scabies, and for at least 4 weeks we were backwards and forwards to the hospital in London, where we were put into a bath and scrubbed with a scrubbing brush and painted with a 4-inch brush with some horrible brown ointment all over our bodies. We then went home in our pyjamas underneath our clothes so as not to spoil our clothes. This went on for something like 3 or 4 weeks.
How horrible. We're going to get to that bit. We're going to rewind slightly. Mm-hmm. And just talk, if you could just tell me a little bit about what can you remember about your early childhood in Gibraltar.
Let me just think about this, because I need to... There isn't much to talk about my youth. Obviously, I was up to seven. I went to school in Gibraltar. I went to school in a Hebrew school at... Are you ready?
Yeah, fine.
My first school at the age of four was a Hebrew school. In those days, there weren't all that number of infant schools. And because Gibraltar is so such a mixture of various religions, in those days there was no antagonism between any of the people. And Jews went to Christian schools, Christians went to Jewish schools. There was no problems whatsoever. I remember my first teacher was Miss Paloma. From there, I went to the Sacred Heart School. And we then moved from town up to Witham's Road in Europa. I can't remember what school I went to in Europa, whether in fact we moved just as the war started, and therefore I didn't go into school, I'm not sure.
Thank you, that's great. And actually, I'll take you a little bit further back, because we're talking about your parents. Mm-hmm. So, how far back did your family go in Gibraltar? Mm.
My father was the son of Batman. Now, Batman is an army term for an officer's servant. My grandfather came to Gibraltar in the 1800s in the Royal Engineers, and he married a girl in Gibraltar, and that's how our Gibraltar family started. My mother is English. My father went to London in the 1920s for the Wembley Jamboree for the Scouts. At the same time, the Wembley exhibition was on. I think it was 1924. In the exhibition, he met my mother, and that's how my father and mother met, and they married and she came out to Gibraltar and stayed in Gibraltar until the 1980s, when she came to London, because all the family had moved to England. So my sister decided that she had no children, so she decided to take over my mother and father's care until my father died, and then my mother died. So that's how the story finished.
So your father was English?
No, my father was Gibraltarian.
Your father was Gibraltarian, your mother was English. Right, okay, got that sorted out, right, great. So If you, I mean, I know obviously you were very little, but can you remember any of the sort of build-up to the war? Did you know what was happening?
No, I can't remember a thing about it. All I can remember was my mother saying to me one day, we've got to go to England because of the war. To us in Gibraltar, the war was something much farther away. We were, in fact, much more conscious of the Spanish Civil War because a very interesting incident occurred, which I can remember. My father, who was a Mason, had gone off to the usual meetings in the evening. It was a terrible night. It was pouring with rain. And my father said to my mother, do not let anybody into the house. Sometime in the evening, the doorbell rang. My mother went down to the front door, and there was this little old woman with a young girl sitting in the rain, absolutely soaked through. And my mother didn't have the heart to turn her away. So she brought them into the house, fed them, and put them down in a pull-up bed in our dining room, in our lounge. When my father came back from the lodge, she didn't know how to stop him from going into the lounge. But in the end, he went straight to bed. And next morning, she had to explain to him what she'd done. And of course, my father was very upset. But in the end, he calmed down and said, all right, well, we'll let it go for the moment. The old lady stayed in Gibraltar and became a seamstress. The girl stayed on in our house as a maid until she married.
So where had they come from? What was their story?
They were refugees from La Linea, because the Moroccans had gone in under Franco and were raping and pillaging and killing people in La Linea. And of course, all the people from La Linea were streaming across the border into Gibraltar.
So just before we go on to you leaving Gibraltar to come to England during the war, what was your father's work?
He was an architect, and he was in fact the clerk of works in the building of the American War Memorial in Gibraltar.
So he was going to stay?
Yes, most of the men stayed in Gibraltar, especially if they had jobs which the government required. There were not all that number of men left Gibraltar when the evacuation started. It was mainly women, children and old men.
So you leave them with you had, what, two sisters, is that
two right? sisters at that
so
time.
So you and your two sisters and your mother, mm-hmm. It's just the four of you leave
yes.
together.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you can remember about the voyage.
I can't remember very much at all. All I can remember was the going down into the hold and seeing the bunk beds that had been built up for all the people that were on board the ship. I don't know how many people were on board the ship, but we, of course, being from the government, we had a cabin and we were better off than the rest of them.
And what year was this?
1940.
So just tell me a little bit about, you say that when you arrived, because Lillian said, excuse me, when she arrived, they were doctors met them and they inspected them for lice and all those sort of things. You know, they found nits in her hair. She said that her mother had never, you know, was horrified. So is that the same thing that happened to you?
I don't remember that happening at all. I can't remember anything about going ashore in England at all. All I remember was the after effects of the scabies. But I don't remember coming ashore. I don't remember anything about the ship other than the remembering the hold with all the bed bunk beds and people lying on mattresses on the floor on the deck of the ship.
Was it just you and your sisters that had it, not your mother?
No, the whole five of us. Sorry, four of us.
Four of you. Yeah. So you, where's that other person come from? Yeah, yes. Four of you. Right. Okay. So you arrive at Southampton, mm-hmm. and then what happens?
Well, we went to a central point in London somewhere, and because my mother was going to go stay with my grandmother who lived in Neasden, we left the evacuation and didn't return into the evacuation system until August of 45, on our way to, when we were coming back to England.
So you were independent, really?
We were.
So you all came to live up in Neasden with the sister?
Yes, we came to live in Neasden, but of course all the English children had been sent to the country. We were in the middle of the Blitz, so my mother decided that we should also go away, and we went. We in fact were evacuated to Wales, and we stayed in Risca, in Wales, for about a year, I think it was. And then we came back again to London. I was then sent on my own back to Wales. I can't remember why. And I stayed another year, or nearly a year, in Risca.
Where is Risca?
In the Rhondda Valley, South Wales. And then I came back to London, and then my uncle, who was one of my father's brothers, he was the arts master of Rugby College, so he arranged for me to go up to Rugby, to a school which was a preparatory school for Rugby College, where my auntie was a teacher, and I stayed in Rugby for some. Probably 18 months to a year, 2 years. Then I returned to London just before we came to England, to Gibraltar.
So already in your little life, your little young life, you'd moved around an awful lot and been to lots of different schools, haven't you?
Yes, we did. We went to a lot of schools. When we left England, we rejoined the evacuation in London. We were taken by train up to Neston, near Liverpool, and put into an ex-Polish army camp, where we stayed for about a week. We were always at loggerheads with the local boys there, because they called us Rock Scorpions, and we called them Liverpool Rats, and it went on like this. We were there after a week. We were picked up by train and taken to Glasgow. I remember the train trip vividly, because many of the people on board the train had tummy problems, and the toilets were blocked. It was absolute mess going up there. When we got to Glasgow, I remember we went into this probably a station, where the WVS had coffee and tea and things like that. We all were given biscuits and tea and that. And then we were taken out to the ship, which was the Stirling Castle. We were supposed to leave in a convoy, a huge convoy, which included Queen Elizabeth and various other ships, Queen Mary and various other ships. But unfortunately, they couldn't raise the anchor, because one of the armatures had burnt out on the winch, and they wouldn't let them cut the anchor, so the convoy sailed without us. We were stuck off Gourock for 14 days while they repaired the anchor mechanism, and then we sailed to England, to Gibraltar, with an escort of, I think it was a cruiser and two destroyers. Because remember, the war was still on when we went back. We arrived in Gibraltar in August, I think it was August the 4th, 1945. And, of course, my father was waiting for us on the quay. And we came home, and that was the end of the war as far as we were concerned.